Well, I'm glad that you brought... I wanted you to go back to 15, but I didn't want to say it.
Please.
Yeah. He called me by his grace. Mm. It's grace alone that will meet the needs of any of us. And Paul says, you know, he called me by his grace, you've said there, to reveal his son in me that I might preach him, herald him, give the glad tidings. But, you know, first I've got to go up, and I really need to check with these brethren in Jerusalem. Am I allowed to go up? Is it okay with you guys that I go preach?
Sure. Mm.
I conferred not with flesh and blood. Mm. This is what we need to see. I say to you, there's many older young people in this room, and the Lord has given you a message. And you don't go and check with the older brethren and say, am I free to preach the gospel? Am I free if the Lord gives me a word in the ministry meeting to give that word? No. I have a direct relationship through the Spirit of God with Christ himself. And he will use us for his glory and his honor. One day soon, if the Lord doesn't come, we brethren, Tony, Emil, myself, John, we'll be gone. You'll be sitting where we are sitting. And this is what we look for. That we fill the ranks of others, you see. That we recognize that the Lord is not using angels today. Hmm. He's using men. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Hmm. God is using men and women, not women publicly. We know that. But don't ever think that the Lord is not using women. Hmm. Oh, what a precious service you have. If you're a sister here to serve the Lord and to help, someday perhaps you'll be married. I'll tell you, the strength behind any man is going to be the wife that God gives him to encourage and help. It's vice versa. The strength of a dear sister is going to be the support of the husband God has given her. But here we conferred not with flesh and blood. There's a bit of detail here that we probably will ask you to read. But I want to key on verse 24. Key on verse 24. And they glorified God in me. What a statement. This is not Saul now. This is Paul. Mm. As he went forth with this message and he carried it to the assemblies of Galatia, he gives the history, the background. And this was the results, that they glorified God in a man. You know another time when this happened? When the Christians, when they were first called Christians at Antioch, do you know what was happening? That was not a term of endearment. It was not something that was said by people and they were really happy. But they saw all these men and women and they were reminded of the man Christ Jesus. Mm. And there were so many of them. And this was the only term that they could come up with. Mm. They called them Christians first at Antioch.
And I think it's for us to understand that the work that was done in the life of the Apostle Paul was a divine work. Because here was a man according to the flesh, according to what he believed in, the traditions of the fathers, that was a zealot. He was so passionate that what he was doing was right. And he said that he made waste of the church of God. And now the very ones that, I'm sure when Paul came into a region, Saul, that there was great fear amongst the people of God. Because Stephen was slain. He was stoned. There were others that were persecuted and put in prison. And now to know that somehow this same one Saul, now known as Paul, is one who by revelation of God and the Son of God revealed in him, is the one who has given us this teaching as to the liberty that we have in the grace and the gospel of the grace of God. It is that reason that they glorified God in him, to see that God could come in to the life of a man like this and change him all around and give him a revelation that would set their hearts, their lives at liberty, and to find that they can look at the Apostle Paul and the things that they had heard about the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, they would see revealed in his life. It's for us also who were once on our way to hell, who have, by the sovereign, marvelous grace of God, been divinely saved also, to have those that could say that they glorify God because they see the change in our lives.
So, almost done. You were very good. With a lot of things that you said this morning, I hope you've taken it in. I hope your mind is working and you have all kind of questions, because that's what we would like in your group discussion, in your devotion group discussion. After, you are here the whole day, come and ask questions. I want you to think, because it's very important. Remember, the gospel of Christ, another gospel. Yes, turn that one off. The gospel of Christ, another gospel. The gospel of Christ sets you free. The other gospel put a chain around you. It's not a rusty, old, dirty chain. It might look really, really beautiful. It might be even a chain of gold. But it's a chain. That's what we were saying today. And the apostle Paul said, don't desert. Don't turn around and go to the other gospel, because you're going to be miserable. We'll talk about tomorrow, because this whole idea of no law, it kind of bothered me a little bit. What do you mean no law? We'll talk about that.
Well, it's really nice. We can think of the reading tomorrow. Think about this as you look at chapter 2. I want you to perhaps come and tell us the results of this message that Emil brought being accepted. And look at what happens when Peter comes to Antioch. Just stop and think of the commotion in your group tonight of that scene. Look at it and see what happened as people didn't know what to do. They wouldn't even have a meal with somebody else, you see. So this second chapter is the application of truth rejected, error received. You can now see this is the kind of disarray that it will bring. I would ask you especially today, we're a long way from the lunchroom. So when someone gives thanks, give thanks for the food, and that we will clear out as quickly as we can, as quietly, because we're going by the adult reading, and we'll get in and out before the adults get there.